When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Human Ordinary podcast, stories about culture, our relationships, and the amazing feat of being alive.
Cabin crew on building cross-check.
The woman sitting next to us is reading a Christian book. And the bookmark sticking out above the pages says Faith in big capital letters. This only serves to add to my nervousness. If God does indeed exist, then he's a spiteful fucker with a weird sense of humour. Down in a plane with a devotee on board is straight out of his comedic repertoire. Maeve starts whinging before we've even taken off, so Layla puts her on the boob. We'd wanted to feed her during takeoff and landing to help with her ears popping, but a needy toddler will often lay waste to the best laid plans of mums and dads. The plane bumps and sways during takeoff. It's typical, but I still grip the armrest with white knuckles. This time, surely, we'll hit a freakish wind pattern and slam into the ground, just like I saw in a movie once. Or something will go wrong with one of the engines and it'll explode, sucking me out of the cabin. Just like I saw in a movie once. Sometime during our ascent, May falls asleep on the boob, but then bites down when Layla tries to pull her off. She's like a pit bull with lockjaw, clenching harder and harder on Layla's nipple. Layla cry laughs as I stick a finger inside Maeve's mouth to try and pry her teeth apart. Like an internet feminist, we free the nipple, and luckily Maeve stays asleep. We're up in the air and level off. The bumping and shaking subsides. Backed by no evidence at all, I feel there's less danger in something going wrong once we're at cruising altitude and my grip on the armrest loosens. Maybe that's just wishful thinking. I'm sure that plane the Russians shot out of the sky was somewhere up here, coasting along, minding its own business. The seatbelt sign switches off, and the Christian woman next to us moves to another free seat. She says she's doing it to give us more room, but she's also a big winner. Before I had a kid, even being near one on a plane sucked, especially if they kicked up a fuss. Now we're the ones people hope to avoid. We're those people. I certainly don't have a phobia of flying, because a phobia is an irrational fear. It's where our fear of something is disproportionate to the threat it actually poses. Being scared of falling out of the sky because you're trapped in the belly of a 300-ton metal bird? That's entirely rational. Maeve wakes about halfway through the flight, earlier than planned, and she just wants to eat. We all do. She gets bread, strawberries and veggies I roasted the night before. We get what she refuses, and a snack-sized muesli bar that the crew bring around. The jury is still out on whether this was better than nothing. The odds of being killed in a plane crash are about 1 in 29 million. I know because I looked it up in an effort to assuage my fear. Didn't work though. It's often said you have more chance of being crushed by a vending machine, but that smacks of user error. People trying to reach up into the chute while tilting the thing so gravity will help deliver a chocolate peanut morsel. To avoid being crushed, simply don't act like a tool. On a plane, it's blind luck. There are only two people in control of what happens up here, and even they are at the mercy of the scatty forces of nature. I often wonder after every flight why passengers don't break into applause and cheering, thankful that they were delivered safe. Even bus drivers get a wave and a thank you. When the plane starts to descend, Maeve gets put back on the boob. I pack up all her food and see that her drink bottle has leaked, wetting everything in the bag and the seat we had put it on. I mop it up with a face washer, which leaves it smelling old and gross. Maeve is oblivious to the world passing by outside as we pull out across the coast, and I think I can see Byron Bay down there. Layla tries to look out the window, but the small human attached to her chest is restricting her movement. As we land, the plane lurches forward, and the brakes and friction slow us down. I feel the power and speed we were travelling at just a moment before. I imagine how far into the cabin the nose would be pushed if the landing gear failed, or the pilot got the approach wrong. I wonder if the plane would explode immediately on impact, or whether it would concertina first, crushing us all before the fire. After the plane pulls into the terminal, we wait for everyone else to get off before we gather our things and step out into the humid Queensland air. Our first flight with our baby daughter is over. Not much crying, no strangers hating us, no disasters involving vomit or poo or other bodily fluids. Maeve looks around and takes it all in, squints at the sunshine. She smiles at me, blissfully unaware at how close she came to being killed in a fiery plane crash. This episode was recorded 10 kilometres in the air on a Virgin Australia flight to the Gold Coast. We had a lovely time, thanks for asking. The Human Ordinary podcast is produced by me, Sam Loy, in Melbourne, Australia. The theme music is by The Contortionist's Handbook and other original music by Kent Sutherland. Check out the website at humanordinary.com for more information and pictures from the stories. You can also like the Facebook page, and don't forget to leave the podcast a rating and a review on iTunes if you enjoyed it. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.